When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, this is a good one today on the side, the rural America. New York Times says that Delco is rural. Oh, my God. We're looking for signs, persons, places, things, trends that signify you're in rural America. I started off today by telling you my cow milking experience. It lasted all of about 10 seconds. I'm out of here, Mike.
Yeah,
God.
I can't see it.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
how do you do
that every day? I don't want to burn an image in my head.
Oh, God.
See,
was,
like, reaching out with, like, chopsticks. You're like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, I said, aren't there gloves involved? They said, are you kidding me? You need sensitivity. The cow will recognize it right away.
Cold hands.
I want gloves that go up the ear.
Oh, like the cleaning gloves, yeah.
Well, my one experience is that I show up. We're going to go on the prostitution tour in broad daylight of South Philly. I'm in the chase vehicle. The lead vehicle is a pretend John. And it was at Broad and Washington, the staging area. And these guys all had those yellow gloves on up in here as they're processing people. I go, where are my yellow gloves? They said, oh, you won't need them. Oh, my God. All right. Here is I think he's the Cardinal of Chicago, Cupich. We talked about him before. He was in the news recently. Recognizing Dick Durbin, who is an alleged Catholic, one of the Pelosi Catholic, for a Lifetime Achievement Award, even though he has a 100% abortion voting record. Listen to what he said about ICE. And I know you would think the ironic, I don't know if it's ironic, in his head might go off when he's talking about protecting the children and the fright. Given the pre-scandal, but here is the Cardinal, and I think he's on the Archbishop Cupich for sure. Mm. Yeah, it was billed as that, but I'm going to have to. I think I question. I thought this guy got made by Pope Francis. He's a power though. He's in Chicago. I think Leo, the Pope, follows this, and he's going to be saying it more. That you actively have the Catholic Church.
He's both an archbishop and a cardinal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's got to be a cardinal in Chicago. Yeah, every big city like that.
Didn't realize you could be both.
The archbishop is like the function in the city, and then when you go outside, you're the cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, but okay. Here is the Cardinal Cupich telling us about the church and ICE.
Families are being torn apart. Children are left in fear. And communities are shaken by immigration raids and detentions. These actions wound the soul of our city. Let me be clear. The church stands with migrants. As the Archbishop of Chicago, I will insist that you be treated with dignity. Americans should not forget that we all come from immigrant families.
All right, then. Does this guy routinely talk about the indignity of having progressives run your city and the bloodbath of that? Do they talk about any of those things? No, we don't see that. But this is their attitude. Dolan is funnier in New York. The local guy doesn't say too much here, but he's, I believe, in that camp. And then there's Pope Leo. This is the position they've staked out. They don't want to hear the rational arguments about any of this stuff. They just want to go down that path. It's infuriating. All right, now, this guy I'm going to play you, youtube.com/1210, is on the Piers Morgan Show. Jack Probosek, who has really come home. I did a podcast with him yesterday. It'll drop later today on my school choice, old school, new school, next school. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, and we'll link it. And he is, too. Is on the panel with this guy, Harry Sisson, that President Trump, for some reason, singled out with the No Kings thing and the, shall we say, chemical attack coming out of his AI plane. And this guy, I don't know how this guy, there's better influencers out there than this guy. You think he's that good?
Better, definitely, but in terms of reach?
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
And it's this guy.
I was kind of puzzled because I've only seen him once or twice, and in this, I don't think he comes across that well. You know what I mean? Some of these guys, I get why they're successful. I'd like to match Frankie Scales up against this guy. It'd be an interesting
Well, I know why, people want to dump planes of excrement on him.
Right.
I get why.
Yeah. So it keeps on telling people to relax and take a breath, Jack, et cetera, after he says, where's the record of top Democrats using the Nazi stuff? And it's replete with them. And even Piers Morgan jumps in to provide that. Here's how it sounded.
By the way, I'd be happy to answer the question about whether or not a high-ranking Democrat has used this rhetoric. Who is Kamala Harris?
I know. I want you to answer all the questions. I want you to answer all the questions
for you. Who is Kamala Harris?
Wait. Answer all the questions I just gave you. And can you name me when Kamala Harris said that Donald Trump is him?
Who was
when did Kamala Harris? Great.
Was Kamala Harris last year a high-ranking Democrat when she was?
When did Kamala Harris call Donald Trump Hitler?
October of 2024. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, Donald Trump vowed to be a dictator on day one. His former chief of staff said he wanted generals like Hitler's. Donald Trump openly admires dictators, including Adolf Hitler. Last October, that was said on the campaign trail from the Democrat.
So Kamala Harris said this during the campaign, the closing days of the campaign. It was her final campaign pitch. Is that high enough ranking for you? You supported her for president.
Exactly, because there have been reports
that Donald Trump was campaigning by calling Trump Hitler.
Jack, you're so disingenuous when you bring this stuff up.
You can't even acknowledge the fact that your own candidate was on the campaign. She got a video about it. It's on her Facebook.
Let me offer one here, which is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton literally compared Trump's rally in Ohio last week to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler's speeches. Speaking of the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, she made reference to Hitler speeches, which saw people raise their right arms in the air in the Nazi salute. I remember as a young student, trying to figure out how people basically got bought in by Hitler, she said.
Louise.
How did that happen? I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing there ranting and raving and so on. It happens all the time.
All right, there you go. How much more evidence yet this guy, his reach, is it as big as Probosek's 3 million plus? I don't know. I haven't seen his.
So big. Let's see. Let's compare him real quick.
Yeah, but Harry Sisson is the guy. And this is the guy Trump, somebody told him. Maybe Barron Trump said this is the guy. Have the excrement thing going on with him for the Four Kings, for the No Kings thing.
Okay. It's not even close.
Not even close.
No,
okay.
But Sobek has 3.2 million. Yeah. Harry's only got 350,000.
Oh. But I agree with you. He's the guy I've seen touted. And that kid that's often unmasked by Scott Jennings on the CNN show, the Midas Touch. They're a podcast, though. So, yeah, he's one of the big wheels on this. What in the world is he thinking? What do you mean top Democrats, or across the board Democrats, with the Nazi stuff? It's overwhelming. It doesn't cease, and it's not going to cease. This is all that they have. Okay, phone lines. 855-839-1210. Guy Shiraki checking in on Twitter. Great one. When you think of rural America, Zelina Zito. Zito was the first one way back when, who wrote the book, The Great Revolt, predicting, I believe she predicted, Trump would win. What she was seeing in Pennsylvania, the tank towns, not necessarily rural, but these tank towns across the state and rural Pennsylvania. Yeah, without a doubt, that's where we are. All right. Dom's Money Melody coming up. First, let me go to Jim in Delco. Hey, Jim, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing? Sorry I missed it the other day. I've been working on this King's Day in Haverford Township since the day it started.
Yes. Jim, you are the Republican chairman there, right?
Not the chairman, no. I'm a higher up, but not the chairman. No, it's way too many shoes to fill there.
Okay. All right.
But it definitely part of, you know, the comprehensive plan meeting they were having, basically, a.k.a. urbanized Havertown. The end of that one meeting, when a lot of residents showed up because they're concerned, two of the commissioners, the progressive commissioners, are heard saying, if we don't pass it, like a fearmonger, we're going to be forced to raise taxes, or we're not going to be able to pay the employees, the township employees. So remember that thought. Within days of that, they have this first rally where there's dozens of police officers, three township trucks with six workers setting up this whole thing like a concert setup. And we have video and pictures of all of it.
Jim, you got to send it to me. Give it to me. I'll put you on the hold for my direct email here in a second. But yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So all this information was revealed. So the first question was, who's paying for this? Who's footing the bill?
Right.
You're telling us we don't have money for the necessities. And you can't pay the employees, but we can pull 12 cops out of a hat at no fault of them, you know. And here's the other thing, Dom, I want to throw in. When the local churches and stuff have their carnivals, or if we want to have a private function, they have to pay per officer or whatever type of township resource they have to, you know, they want to use. And that bill can sometimes be $300 to $500 an hour or per detail. So you could do the math on that. But getting back to the question was, who's reimbursing the taxpayers? And nobody's been able to answer that question. The other thing I inquired about was, where's the permit? Because if you and I wanted to do something, you know they're going to want to shake us down for a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that township, now, if you want to throw a sofa away, they want to charge you $20. So it didn't qualify for a permit. There was a lot of rumblings, and then magically a permit appeared. And then later on, for the second one, a permit appeared. But out of the five pages, there's a lot of blank spaces on there. So, yeah. I mean, you kind of see where this is going, but the magic question is, who's reimbursing the taxpayers for a private Democrat function? Are we in the business as taxpayers now of fronting the bill for Democrat, or for that matter, any political movement? And that's exactly what that is. You can spin it however they want, but it's the Democrats profit from that, or I should say, benefit from that. They're trying to send a Democrat message. So
yeah, and Jim, thank you. And it's just puts me more in what I thought originally. Havertown now is our new it place here on the Dom Giordano show. I got to get over there and walk around a little bit. It's lost its mind, at least in some circles. You know?
Yeah. When I talk to your producer, I'll give him some information I'll fill him in some stuff. It's bigger than that. We don't have enough time to talk about it now. I think things will blow your mind.
All right.
Thanks for covering it.
I'll put you on hold right now. You'll be talking with Kurt. And Kurt, you have my direct email, right? Yeah. Just give him that. Send it to us. We'll get it up on Twitter. That's where we were yesterday around this time. I think we got the figure. It could have cost $60,000, which is unbelievable for a town like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if the video evidence, invite them on, Henry. Somebody over there, anybody. Just come on and tell us what their regulations are on this. I don't think they'll come on. But Indivisible is in there. And this is a place where the median home value is about 525 plus. And yet, they're the resistance. So I don't know if it's from Havertown. I didn't see any marketing on this. I got a nice card from Hallmark. Snowflake Dom, I listened to your show and love to hear your whining and being triggered by drag queens. Oh, God. I can't read the next line. The handwriting is almost as bad as mine.
Is it in cursive?
Yeah, it's in cursive.
Oh, of course you can't read it. No one can read cursive.
And, well, Dom, go soft on the coming election. Don't forget the uptick when you lose. Trump something, and then it says the resistance, and they spell resistance R-I-S-R-E-S-I-S-T-N-C-E or T-E-N-C-E.
So they forgot the A.
Yes. And I hope all the signs are misspelled out there in Haverford. I'd like to come over and correct them with a red pen. But what in the world? The resistance. What in the world? Yeah, this because Jimmy Kimmel put on five-year-olds with a drag queen mocking Eric Trump. I mean,
Oh, I wasn't even upset about drag queens or anything. I was more upset they're going after Eric.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, the drag queen touch.
Yeah, the aspect.
Is, look, and if the parents approved it, of course, yes, they can. Well, I guess they can do what they want with it. I don't know what the regs are on that on TV, but okay. All right, the side question. Is there? Why are we playing it? Where'd you come up with this? What's the...
I called you a snowflake, right? Oh, that's it's only it. Right. We're walking through a marshmallow world.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, we're snowflakes when we see something like this. Okay, I got it. Jim's email. Thank you. And again, Jim, just send everything that you have. I'd love to see the footage of it. Be great visual on YouTube and also on my Twitter. They've lost their minds in Havertown. You know, we know about Doylestown. We know about Chestnut Hill, Krasner Country. But Havertown, I never suspected was going this way. All right, right now, though, our daily sojourn into the wild. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, that's right. Now, today's premise is rural. God knows what Henry comes up with, but you're playing for a pair of tickets to Transylvania Thunder at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Love the Zlock over there on the campus of Bucks County Community College this Saturday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m., courtesy of the Zlock Performing Arts Center. It's one of our stops on Politics and Pints, and I still don't have the date 100%, but it's happening in December. Scott Jennings coming to town. It's going to be fabulous. Oh, yeah. People really excited here. I'll ask him about the smirk. How did he develop that when he has a liberal there? And we're going to show some footage of some of his most historic battles. But right now, Henry, how convoluted today on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, you want to know something about this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Comes from the twisted and dark mind of one Kirk Corliss.
Oh, okay.
So this is a Kirk brainchild here, so I deflect to him. But anyway, so Don, we're today on the side question. We are asking for something you associate with rural America. And I think this artist I'm going to play for you here exemplifies that enough because he grew up in a town in Arkansas that was so small there is no census data from his hometown.
Love it.
So don't even bother trying looking it up. No, he's a farm boy from Arkansas that said growing up when he wasn't picking cotton on his farm. He was playing the guitar, and he said if you worked your tail off, you could pick 80 or 90 pounds a day for $1.25 for a couple hundred pounds of cotton. So that's what he was doing.
All right.
And in his free time, he was like, you know what? I'm going to play the guitar a little bit. Got really good at it. Became a huge, huge country artist in the 60s and 70s. So I'm going to play you a song of his today, or a cover song. He's covering Green Day here. I want to know this country boy... who is covering Green Day right here? Let's take a listen. An Arkansas farm boy, Dom. Want to know the name of this singer?
I was going to blurt out something. I might be right, so I'll hold it. I'll tell you what I was thinking, but I don't think it's anywhere near right. I like that song a lot.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if the message is gibberish, but the setup of it is really good.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's catchy. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you're off to Transylvania in Bucks County. 855-839-1210.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, Henry, I had a guess. I was way off. He gave me the answer. And seeing that, yeah, it is a really good choice today.
Mm-hmm.
Little clue, Dan and this guy. But definitely an all-timer. Not convoluted today, shockingly. Let's
Thank
hear
you.
The clue. Absolutely. All right, let's go to Mike in Deptford. Mike is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, who's singing?
Would that be Glenn Campbell?
Right on.
Yes, it is. Spot on. Enjoy it, Mike. Nice choice by Kirk. I don't know if it's too easy, but it fit the category.
Thank
really
you.
Well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. Our friend Glenn Campbell hails from Billstown, Arkansas. No census data on the unincorporated territory in which he's from. That tells you how small it is.
Right.
They don't have any schools, but when they did have a school, this was pre-World War II. You want to know where that school was located in town?
Where?
In the cemetery.
Oh, man. This is almost now. This is rural.
That's as rural as you can get.
Yeah. You know, we should do that. I don't know the side question on this, but where you grow up, when you tell people, let's say you're running for office, you got to make a lot of speeches. It's kind of an anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great one. Mine, of course, is always South Philly. You can't, top it. People think mob figures are on every corner there. And there were some guys seemed to be, outside all day sunning themselves, not doing too much.
Of course, yeah.
Told, hey, don't go near them. There might be some bullets over there. Yeah. But that is a great story coming from there. And Dan convinced me how good Glenn Campbell was, and I convinced him how Tom Jones, how good he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two
that,
for one.
That was always the back and forth.
Yeah, and Glenn is completely self-taught. Just, after he's working on the farm all day, he's like, I'm gonna stroke the guitar right now.
What a sad story with him. Yeah, definitely. And there are at least five hits that I can think of with Glenn Campbell. That's a good cover for once.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
He fit. Maybe better than they did. I'm not sure. I got to hear it constantly to see.
It's such a good song, too.
It is. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is to do that. Yeah. Good stuff, though. All right. That's a good one today. All right. Our friend Bo, when the gas prices come up, we go back. A little history on this reminds us, I'm not sure he's an accountant, so his math is right, that the gas tax from the state right now in Pennsylvania is 58.7 cents. The national average, he says, and it might be right, is 29.15 cents. So we are close to 30 cents over the national average. Who do we blame for that? Republican Tom Corbett and other Republicans, many of whom got voted out of office. So I was thinking if Jack Ciattarelli wins, Henry, one of my first actions will be to say, hey, I'd love to do once a month the governor show. We did it with Tom Corbett. I would go up to Harrisburg. We broadcast out of the, like, the NPR there of something that was sort of connected with it. And it was all going well until we got to this gas tax thing. And Corbett told me, hey, Dom, not on my watch. Little Susie's not going to be coming home on a school bus and go off the bridge because we don't want to spend on this. Can you imagine this guy? He got dumped by Wolf. He gave us 8 years of Wolf. It was just beyond a rhino. Just beyond. There was a lot of shouting. It was a small studio. It was nuts. The show continued for a couple more months, but then that was it. So, yeah, when you think of what you pay for gas, I think Hawaii is ahead of us. I don't know if another state went ahead of us. But at one point, we were either first or second with 58.7 cents. And this was Republicans who wanted this money. They thought they would win the election if they did all this road work across the state. Republicans, again. Of course, Democrats went along with it. They always will. And that's why we sit where we are. It galls me every time. And if he's right, the national average is around 29 cents, and we're at 58.7. It's ridiculous. And Jersey, same thing. Christie took the deal with Murphy in the on deck. All right, I'm going to lower your sales tax. You'll pay more depending on the gas tax. They went right back to it. This is what Democrats are always. You can't make a deal with them on anything like this. They won't live up to it. They just will not. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just hit pound 1210. A professor, a renowned journalism professor, this whole thing of painting targets on people's back, she's a professor of journalism at Howard University. And in a recent blog post, she was talking about white allies. She's African-American. Her name is Stacey Payton. And she recommended that they follow the actions of John Brown as an ally. And she talks in here about starting fires so that other people can breathe. Now, you're seeing this in any number of campuses. People are advising radicals to become like John Brown. Well, John Brown not only killed multitudes of people in Kansas, he stormed Harper's Ferry and was involved in, shall we say, insurrection, to put it mildly, around this. Okay? And violence is the key to this. You tag this John Brown stuff into the Nazi debate, Stephen Miller, that we talked about yesterday, and you can see where we're going. That's who the target will be. Now, I get it. They don't like what Trump's doing. He's setting them off now with the White House ballroom thing. It's all right. The No King stuff and all. But how in the world are we not targeting people? And particularly, I'm talking about Miller here, more so than Trump, the damage. But these people, if they can't get at Trump, you know what they're going to do. They're going to say, I'm going to find somebody else. And Charlie Kirk, the shock that I still have from that, he wasn't a presidential candidate. He wasn't a president. He wasn't someone of that order. That's where you see assassins firing from long range. We've broken through, sadly, with that, a new level. And I worry about Scott Presler all the time. This is what they're fueling. John Brown, and she is an award-winning, esteemed professor at Howard University, bleeding Kansas period. In a recent blog post, John Brown didn't ask enslaved people how to be a good white ally. She encouraged progressives from asking her how to be a better ally to minorities and encouraged them instead to emulate John Brown, and she put it directly that way. Does the university have anything to say about that? They have all kinds of policies, but telling people to engage in what John Brown did is their advice, and we know who the target is. 855-839-1210. Coming to you. More calls coming up.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, if you can tomorrow, on top of all the other stuff to remember, let's play a lot of Glenn Campbell coming out of breaks. It, you know, brings back, you know, the first time Dan told me, I like him personally. He was very likable. But musically, yeah, he's got a ton of stuff that captures that. So, yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do all day when you have nothing to do but strum the guitar?
Exactly right. It's easy.
Imagine
on the ears.
Imagine school. Hey, honey, don't trip over the grave when you're headed out to recess. What's recess like? Let's play with the funeral pyre.
Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of hide and seek behind the stones. It's just, yeah, I see you.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. All right, I just got this, and I can't get enough of going after the NFL. If, you know, I realize it's a preoccupation, but Roger Goodell, now he used to make $44 million. Is he up to 50? Henry, you would know that, right? What do you think his salary is now?
Yeah, let's look
that up. He's probably 50 plus. He says, no, the NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its halftime headline show. What makes you think that? He said that the Bad Bunny controversy, so I think there's sound to this we're trying to get, is the first time he's commented on the move. Quote, it's carefully thought through. I'm not sure we ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or critic. Can you imagine this man? Yeah, well, I don't like Rihanna. Yeah, okay, you know, normal stuff. This is the type of, they'll say anything to America's fans. We're the NFL, we're crack cocaine, you want it, I can say whatever I want. So he's trying to tell you, let's go through some of the people they may have had over the years. I don't know why Rihanna popped in my head, but there are artists, Justin Timberlake. I mean, all right, he was involved the second time around, maybe, or the first time was the wardrobe malfunction.
Right.
But let's say, aside from that, putting somebody like that versus Bad Bunny, even Prince, we you know, who knew, Foley, the drugs, whatever. How much is he making?
There's not a public figure out there, but people are estimating around $64 million.
Okay. And he goes on, it's pretty hard to do when you literally have hundreds of millions of people that are watching. The Vanilla. Let's get to the heart of it. You know, I like this guy's first name. I've always liked a Benito Antonio Martinez, Bad Bunny, Ocasio, I'm sorry. He performs in Spanish. Goodell says, we're confident it's going to be a great show, acknowledging there could be more talent added to the lineup with Bad Bunny. He understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be an exciting and unified United moment. How in the world is it united when Our language, Roger Goodell, is not Spanish. All right? It's not Spanish. It's English. All right, here's a little bit of Roger Goodell.
When you guys chose Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl, there was some blowback from that. I wonder what you make of that situation and what went into the decision to choose Bad Bunny as your Super Bowl halftime performer.
He's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. It's carefully thought through. I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It's pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. But we're confident it's going to be a great show, and that he understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
Why then does he have to understand the platform he's on? What does that mean? Well, we don't think he's only going to attack Trump in various more subtle ways. Isn't that what he understands the platform? He's like, well, why would you have to understand? What is there that has to be understood? All right, Henry, and they do say that he held out the possibility there might be other entertainers with him.
Yeah, well, that's been the norm, I don't know, in the past few years at least.
Yeah, but I really don't understand the need to put him up there. According to, and I would agree with your assessment, he's probably the number one entertainer in the world as far as reach and all that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever his hangers-on are, he brings with him, yeah.
Well, I'd imagine, like, the one song, like, that he has with Cardi B, I'd imagine he's going to play that, and she'll probably be out there.
That's a hanger-on.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people who are featured in his music might be out there with him, and they might bring it, like, last year, like, Samuel L. Jackson was, like, narrating the halftime show. Like, it could be something like that. Like, he had Kendrick Lamar had Serena Williams dancing out there, too, like...
That's normal.
People like that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not reading it into it in that way here.
I am.
Okay. Then there's no difference. I think there may be a deflection little point here or something. All right.
All right.
And it's America. This is not the world's game. We all know what the world's game is. Let me make this point clearly. Football, American football, is not the world's game. That's why I just said American football. We know what the world's game is. It's clear. It's soccer. Thank God, not in this country. So wouldn't that presuppose that the halftime show of America's game, it is. Baseball, I don't care how exciting play, it's not anywhere near it. Sadly, Henry and I will be watching the NBA tonight.
Of course you will.
Yes, I will be. The Sixers, but... It's basketball at one point was trying to rival, and it does have a lot of worldwide appeal. You don't need a whole lot to play basketball in the street. But soccer is. It's enormous.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do over in England. They don't have basketball courts. They have alleys with chalk painted on goals that they're kicking it towards.
So why then in Spanish? Does he ever sing this in English, or he just doesn't? Any of his songs?
I'd say there's like some... kind of Spanglish in there.
Okay.
Yeah, like it will go English, kind of broken, but like, yeah.
All right, but according to this, it will be in Spanish. And again, I understand the restrictions are under. My God, it's Roger Goodell up there. Does the media ever jump in? We played the woman running for governor and gone off. I'll play it again tomorrow. We don't have time today. On with Katie Couric. Gone off and saying, why can't we just let trans people find themselves and play against female athletes? Oh, my God. And Katie Couric just let her go on for about 6 minutes, no jumping. Anybody go, well, wait a minute, I have a specific question here about this, about why people are upset. What about the Spanish? No? It's America's game. All what we're going to hear, and true, football is America. There is no doubt, nothing, I don't know if anything, it dwarfs everything, the NFL, not college football. It's a nice little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You follow college, I couldn't tell you college football right now. I used to like Nick Saban a bit, but, you know, it doesn't. College football's got an audience, but nothing is like the NFL.
Agreed.
When they put in fantasy football, genius, I give them all the credit in the world. And now they're abusing fans, in my view, once again. All right, so I talked to Jack Posobiec yesterday May have to see if he'll come on soon here. And as soon as he told me he'll come on, when they have it set up, as I understand it, Henry, he was kind of saying there will be a maybe a pregame show when it's downtime. And that will intrigue fans to tune back in at halftime with some big acts.
That'd be smart.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. All right? And why does it have to be in English? I'd love to have that debate with anybody. What are you, discriminatory? Well, it's America's game. Don't call it America's game then. Call it the world's game. Let's do that.
It's the next step.
Exactly. Let's hear that. All right. It is the lightning round next. We got some great ones today. I think this is a really good rural America is what we're looking for. And we haven't heard Delco as an answer yet here. So there's a lot of farmers over in Delco. It's a new thing. Havertown, big farming country. By the way, put it up on Twitter. He's sending it, right, to me, Kirk? The guy over in Havertown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I hope to have up some footage of the number of cops, the number of city workers. How much does all that cost so that people in Havertown can get their jollies saying no kings? 855. I'll let you know when I'm going to visit Havertown. I'm sure there'll be people applauding on the way over there. That's the first thing. I'd love to be booked to speak somewhere in Havertown. All right, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Oh, boy, the ball's already in the air for tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly, but this whole NFL thing just intrigues me. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. All right, Phil, what do you have today? What's your answer?
As far as the gas in Delaware, it's $2.49 at Memorial Drive and Route 9. And
wow.
Again, as far as living next to the Beverly Hillbillies, you can't get any more rural than that.
Oh, man. He calls in with the gas and reaffirms his original story.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that was my fault.
That's all right. He pivoted. I love the pivot. Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, what's yours today?
Henry, good to talk to you guys, and I'll get right to it and save everything else till later. I know Doylestown isn't thought of as being like overly rural, but when I grew up there in a children's home, it was very rural. We baled our hay, we had a farm, we did all that. But the thing that stuck out to me as soon as you asked the question is, every couple of weeks they would get out a couple of .22 rifles, and a couple of the older boys would go out and hunt rabbits. And that supplemented. They, Mom Capehart, the cook, actually made a really good rabbit stew. But I was kind of marveling at that. But I'll just stick with that. And it's a shame that it came after you brought up Bad Bunny. But my answer is hunting rabbits.
Robert, did you ever milk a cow?
No, I didn't because we had steer. We didn't have any cows there. But I thought that what Kurt said about cold hands on the udder was hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Robert. That's actually true. It was up in the New York boondocks. Okay. Hey, why don't you guys, city slickers, you want to milk a cow? Oh, sure. That's what, Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. Hey, Dom, you know, there's actually a Delaware County in upstate New York. So maybe the times got confused.
You know what? Could be, yeah.
Hey, Dom, if you look at a really good map of the United States that's really detailed, if you look out west, in particular in the real rural areas, you'll see the word ghost town. You know, they actually existed, but they don't anymore. It's actually a town that had a post office, had its bars, had its brothels, but now nobody lives there anymore.
Thank you.
Maybe during the gold rush, ghost town. Thanks, Tom.
And it had its brothels. How did he come up with that? Oh, here's a post
to throw it in.
Six brothels over here.
Right.
It's Vegas, but it's a ghost town now.
Tell by the architecture.
I'm going to go to Zeno's here because we agree this potentially could be a winner. Hey, Zeno's, what is yours today?
Mine today, Dom, is the friendliest people that I've met, and I've been from here all the way to Florida and even in Pennsylvania, is the rural people. No matter what color they were very, very friendly people, and that's part of a rural America. And, Dom, may I make one suggestion, one comment about
sure.
the lady that's talking about, Mr. Brown, in Harper's Ferry? right? You know, he was right. He was against slavery, but who was sent to Harper's Ferry to stop him when he was a Union officer?
Robert E. Lee.
Exactly right. It was Robert E. Lee. And the only reason Robert E. Lee went with the South was because when Virginia seceded from the Union.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Zenos. Thank you, Anna. Thanks for the test. To Joe of Exton, we got to get this one in. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. When I think of rural, I think of a thunderstorm at midnight with bolts of lightning striking a grove of trees.
Oh, my God. Even I marvel each day at the genius that comes around this stuff. Could you make it up? Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like the beginning of
the Byzantine Empire.
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. All right.
I was going to say The Natural.
Yeah, that's right.
That's like real Robert Redford right there. He's going to make the Wonder Boy.
Kirk, who did you like?
So I got to go with Zenos, my man Zenos.
Okay.
Got to go with him.
Henry?
Yeah, I'll second that. I like Missy and Chester Springs' answer of the Trump signs, and I liked Robert's answer of hunting rabbits. So.
And Doylestown! And rabbits, too. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to go with Zenos today, though. Right. We got to do this again sometime, the association thing. I might do the suburbs. I'm thinking, not tomorrow. We got something else, but maybe Friday. Maybe. Let me write that one down. All right, Rich Cioli is next. The grove of trees. Rich Cioli is next to take you home with 4 big hours, lot developing. We'll get on this Super Bowl halftime show a little bit more tomorrow. It's America's game. How about America's language? That would be English, Roger Goodell. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.